Hello, my name is Alice, and today I would like to share with you some reflective input on the Sharpening Your Senses course. This course revolved around sensory-based learning, meaning knowledge acquisition founded on the 5+1 proprioception senses. And the aim was to study the theory and history of this field and then understanding how to develop thorough, comprehensive observation skills. In fact, it does not only include seeing and listening, but all the senses, and developing complete observation skills leads you to become an expert in any field. As explained in Nibbon in Expert, Understanding the Path of Mastery in 2020, and Rice in Hearing and the Hospital, Sound Listening Knowledge and Experience from 2013. Of course, developing observation skills that involve all the senses comes with the ability to communicate the observations, which is another skill that is peculiar within sensory-based learning. And that includes sensory mapping, which is attuning one's sense by depriving oneself from other senses, which we have seen in the first weeks of the course, and then be able to put into words and drawing these senses. And this was also explained in Pink in 2016, in doing sensory ethnography, and Pellico, Duffy and Fanny in 2012, and looking is not seeing and listening is not hearing. Effect of an intervention to enhance auditory skills of graduate entry nursing students. And then also the role of art is very crucial in sensory-based learning, since it facilitates seeing in different ways and communicate the senses. Then the final aim was to, having understood the theory behind sensory-based learning and how to develop the observational skills through all the senses, and developing the communication skills, then to be able to apply all this knowledge in my work field and the field of specialization. And sensory-based learning teaches you to become more disciplined and attentive when observing and be more present and acute, which I feel was the main lesson. And also it makes you understand how to then it also teaches you how to understand the preferential channels of communication and how they work, and how to take advantage of then this knowledge to maximize productive, effective and positive teaching and learning, and also develop multisensorial skills. And then it's also important to have a positive environment that surrounds you, and then how the environment can stimulate you. As explained also in Palasma in 2019 in their Design for Sensory Reality, From Visuality to Existential Experience and Architectural Design. And these skills are fundamental in every field, and in my case specifically, which is social sciences. And then here from the aims, I want to explain the structure and the activities of the course. And the course was carried within a period of 9 weeks, which included an alternation between one tutor-guided tutorial and a fieldwork session, and one self-guided session. And then we combined the literature, which gave us the theoretical ground upon which we could ground our fieldwork, and experiments around the city and Atmara's House of Contemporary Culture. And we started from understanding what sensory-based learning was, thanks to also Elliot and Culhane with their 2016 work, A Different Kind of Ethnography, Imaginative Practices and Creative Methodologies, and Pink, as previously mentioned. And then we followed with experiments, which, for instance, included going to sensory overly stimulating parts of Maastricht, such as Rijthof, and then staring at an artwork for an extended period of time with no other stimulation, and also sculpting a face with clay blindfolded. And these experiments forced you to be extremely attentive and disciplined and be careful about one's own proprioception. Especially in weeks 3 and 7, we worked with art materials to reflect one's own body movement, gestures and touch. And other experiments in collaboration with Mares included the David Helwig tour, which was meant to gain a deeper understanding of sound observation, and the Sanevasen tour, meant to map fragrances and smells around the city. Again, based on the literature that included the previously mentioned Rice, Pellico. And then we also tackled proprioception with the Catching the Eye experiment at Maris, which involved creating a paper puppet and bring it to life by being able to mimic accurate bodily movements. And here you had to consider your own movements and awareness of one's own presence in spatial environments. And this also was based on the theoretical understanding from Longhurst and Johnson with their 2008 article, Using the Body as an Instrument of Research. And now that I kind of went over the structure, I want to explain my own participation and my own experience with it. And first of all, due to the elective characteristics of the course, the environment has been, and ever since the first session, extremely positive and inspiring, because everyone wanted to be there. And then there was a small group of passionate students that not only were extremely eager to step out of their comfort zone, but also to contribute to a welcoming and embracing environment. And the environment, as I said also before, is crucial for faster learning and a more comprehensive knowledge gathering. And this is important in sensory-based learning, which requires attentive participation. Accordingly, the field experiments were specifically asked to keep asking yourself questions such as, how do I feel? What is changing? Which made you really present. And coming from conventional methods of learning and communicating, describing sounds, smells, temperatures, textures was extremely hard. And coming into this experience, I had no previous knowledge on sensory-based learning. And for this reason, the lack of familiarity made it difficult to get the most out of it at first. And I could understand that there was a problem with letting go and embrace the experiments fully, as well as to apply the theory in practice. And this was actually an issue that was pointed out by the professor in my regards in the first feedback session. And of course, it is extremely important to reflect on the feedback to then critically engage and integrate it to overcome issues in the future. And in my case, overall, I was very lucky to receive extremely encouraging and positive feedback, not only from my peers, but from the professor as well. But nonetheless, I appreciated the remarks that were being made, especially in the first session, in which the professor pointed out how I should have put more focus into translating the theory into practice. And then stepping out of the comfort zone was difficult but important, and it pushed me to not only engage with the literature more in depth, but also to critically evaluate it through a more concrete approach. And in regards to getting familiar with the experiments, for instance, when we had to sculpt faces out of clay blindfolded, a lot of us struggled with the pressure to make the faces perfect, which generated a sense of unease and almost anxiety. In this case, one's own proprioception was being overshadowed by the anxiety to make the sculptures look realistic. And this can be an example of how we should give more space to the other senses. Another lesson that I learned from the experiment of that day involved the subjectivity that comes with sensory-based learning and how important it is to translate this subjectivity into a fruitful and positive learning experience. Because, well, for some of us, it was a pleasant and stimulating experience. For others, it was actually triggering and obscure. And this shows that emotions and overall state of mind are highly susceptible of sensory stimuli. And acknowledging the importance of the senses can be useful in then learning what stimuli can originate motivating and positive environments. And to conclude, I would like to explain the main gateways that I got from this experience. I imagine that so far it has been understood that we learned how to effectively train our observation skills and then how to communicate our senses. And knowing this, I think it would be important to transfer these skills into my field of experience, which involves social sciences, as said before. I believe that sensory-based learning could be implemented through field trips as well as multi-sensory experiments. These types of experiences are extremely stimulating for the learning process, in addition to being highly enjoyable and just more fun. And by stimulating all the senses, people become more engaged and present, which then can be very beneficial and positive. And with these final remarks, I would like to thank you very much for listening.